I assume that this is your time of the year, right?
Yeah, we're getting heated up with it. I serve as a consultant to the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, working with the coaches primarily throughout the league, and that's been fun. And I'm also chairing the NIT committee, so we've got eight, including me, we got eight old retired coaches that have no dog in any hunt, just want to have a great, great tournament, and that's what we've done with the NIT. So after the NCAA picks their field, we'll pick ours, and once we pick them, we'll seed them and bracket them, and then we'll go watch them play.
You know, looking at your resume, you've been a part of those selection committees. You understand what it takes to pick a team that's going to do well in the tournament. Let's start with what we would say the big dance, and then we'll talk about the NIT. What is the criteria for picking a team that you feel like that can make it in those 68 teams?
Well, I think, you know, the 68 is hard, frankly, because so much of it is invitational. Frankly, I liked it better when it was 36, 42 teams, where you had to win your championship in your league, your regular season championship, in order to play in the postseason. But that's way in the past. We're in an era now of where we have 68 teams, and I think 31 or so are guaranteed spots, automatic qualifiers from the conference tournaments, not from the regular season. I think the Ivy League is the only one that plays a regular season champion in the postseason. The rest of them have tournaments, and what you do over two or three days is what you know, what you have your automatic qualifier. So all those other teams are picked, and that's a tough thing. It's not difficult to pick the first 15 to 20 teams. But those last five or six all-star looking alike, and it's very, very difficult. We've got a lot of different aids that you use, the RPI and the SAGR and the computer rankings. You know how the teams did against the top 100, how they did against the top 50, how they did on the road, how they did at home, where they're on an uptick, all of those things. It's just a very difficult thing to the selection, to me, is the most critical part of it.
We're talking with Coach Sam Newton, Hall of Fame basketball coach, and a guy that was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 2000. Looking at the NIT, the University of Alabama would like to play in the big dance, but there's many prognosticators that don't think they'll get there. How does Sam Newton see this team in Tuscaloosa?
You know, I don't know. I think there's still a lot of basketball to be played. If they go on the road and are able to beat Florida and beat Ole Miss and can beat Georgia at home, then win a game or two in the tournament, they would certainly be on the kind of uptick that you'd be looking for a team to go into postseason. I don't know, and it the reason I'm hemming and hawing on this thing is it depends on who they're being compared against. If they're being compared with Tennessee, for example, if Alabama or Tennessee is the, then you go to head on head, then you go back to see how they finished in the conference, how they finished in the preseason, and all that stuff. It's just not an easy, it's not an exact science, and it's not an easy thing to do.
Coach, do you buy, you listen to the national basketball analyst, and sometimes they criticize the SEC that maybe it's not a good brand or a great brand of basketball. Do you disagree with that?
No, I think this, our league is a little bit down this year, talent-wise, from what it has been. Usually when Kentucky is having a little bit of an off year, which they're having this year, then the league is reflected as not being as strong as it once was. Florida, to me, is a team that, when they're healthy, is as good a team as there is in the country. They know how to play. They're very athletic. They're well coached. They are tough-minded. They shoot it, they defend, they got all the ingredients, and they've got the age and the experience to compete in the postseason. Last year was a little bit of a freak, in my opinion, and winning with all the one and dones that as many freshmen as Cal had, but he also had a senior or two that really helped. So that he doesn't have this year, and he doesn't have the guard play this year. But I don't, you know, it's funny. Basketball has been cyclical, as is the other sports in college athletics. And I think what we're facing now is a league of athletes that are not very good basketball players. Florida is the exception to that. I think Ole Miss is a little bit of an exception to that. Missouri is a little bit of an exception. Tennessee, the way they've come on here lately, is a little bit of an exception. Alabama is probably a very athletic team that struggles shooting the basketball and sometimes doesn't play very well. But I don't think the league is necessarily down, but we're certainly not as good as the Big Ten is, for example. They've got several teams in that league that are very, very good.
Coach, as we look at Anthony Grant's basketball team and we break down the defensive side of the ball, no doubt they're playing great defense, but they've struggled on the offensive side of the ball. And you talked about shooters. Is that really the ultimate problem, is just not having the talent there on the shooters, or are we putting too much effort on the defensive side of the ball?
No, I think we're streak shooters. Relaford is a decent shooter, and Lacey, I think, is probably a decent shooter. He needs to be more consistent with his shot. The Cooper kid, you know, they've got some guys that can shoot, but they don't shoot with any consistency. And the thing that has hurt Alabama consistently this year, and I've seen them play many, many games, has been the long stretches they have where they don't score. And I don't know the reason. I think part of it is that they're just not a real good shooting basketball team, with the exception of the youngster or two that I mentioned.
Coach, as a head coach of the University of Alabama, you won a conference title in 74, 75, 76. The decade of Alabama football in the 70s were simply amazing. Some will label that the best decade ever in college football. As you look back at those basketball titles, 74, 75, and 76, did you benefit from Coach Bryant having successful football teams? Did that rub off on the basketball players?
Because absolutely, it helped. It helps in every way. What Coach Saban has done with this football team and this football program helps all of the sports. But certainly the thing I'm most proud of is that we were able to win conference championships back when you played 18 games at home and away and you didn't have tournaments. You know, we were 22-4 one year, I think it was 74, and didn't get to go anywhere because we hosted the NCAA first round at our facility, and we were co-champions of our league with Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt got to go because they beat us twice. The other thing I'm most proud of with that era is we integrated the program. Wendell Hudson was the first for a full year was the only black athlete in the entire program, but not only did we win basketball games, but we graduated players. And that, to me, is the mark of real excellence. And they did the same thing in football. Coach Bryant, I used to kind of tell my wife, I'd kind of fuss at things. I'd say, you know, we're winning conference champions here, and we're not appreciated because they're winning national championships in football. And we were more appreciated out of the state than we were in the state, I think, during that time frame.
Well, Coach, I know that there's a lot of things to talk about. And I look up at the clock, and in radio, we've got a hard clock. I want to get you back in because I know the ARC golf tournament's going to be coming up. It'll be the 21st year that you're a big part of that, and I know that's going to be coming up. Coach, I don't know how I could do it, but I'd love to buy you a meal and get you in the studio and take some calls and some questions because I have certainly enjoyed this conversation tonight, talking college basketball with a Hall of Famer like yourself.
Well, Ryan, all you have to do is invite me. You don't have to feed me. Just let me know when you want me to come in the studio, and I'll work it out. I'd love to come in and visit with your callers, and so just we'll do it at your convenience.